This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Earlier today, Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald resigned from her post as director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This came after a report in Politico detailed a series of stock purchases made by Fitzgerald, including shares of tobacco companies. One of the CDC's priorities is reducing tobacco use. Sarah Carlin-Smith has been on the story for Politico, where she covers healthcare. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me what Brenda Fitzgerald was invested in and why it was perceived, at least, to be a conflict of interest.
Sure. So before she came into office, Brenda Fitzgerald had a very big stock portfolio, and it included everything from tobacco stocks to food companies, all these areas in which the Center for Disease Control and Prevention plays a huge role. And then while she was already in office, she bought new stocks in these areas, and that really, I think, set off alarm bells for people that she was continuing to make stock purchases in these conflicts, particularly tobacco stocks, which is such a big area for CDC in terms of encouraging anti-smoking efforts. And so that dynamic really caused her a big problem.
One of the producers here at Marketplace, when he saw this story, pointed out, you know, probably a lot of us who are, you know, passive investors with 401ks or index funds have some kind of investment in tobacco companies. How is this different than that?
So these are not index funds or mutual funds. These are specific separate stock holdings. And so the federal government would allow somebody in her position to own an index fund or fund with, you know, multiple different stocks. And that wouldn't be seen as a conflict, but owning the individual stock would be. The other thing here, and, you know, CDC Director Brenda Fitzgerald, through spokesperson at HHS, they told us that her financial advisor made the purchases. And in talking to ethics officials, it would have been her responsibility to let her financial advisor know. So regardless of whether she was giving direct sign-off or not, there's a certain responsibility here for her to make sure she's not purchasing financial investments that interfere with her job.
There have been questions about other administration officials and their divestment from industries they're currently overseeing. Why does Brenda Fitzgerald lose her job?
You know, I think that's a really great question. HHS was already under a lot of scrutiny because Tom Price, its first secretary under the Trump administration, resigned after he was found to be taking private planes. And they just got a new HHS secretary who may want to kind of come in and put the department on a fresh start. And the other thing people just kept mentioning is tobacco. It really stands out as being such a big conflict for the CDC's mission. And finally, actually, I should also add that Congress has been very focused on Brenda Fitzgerald's divestment, and they just have been frustrated that she can't actually do her job because of the divestments. And I think it was a coming together of a lot of factors for her that kind of coalesced in this resignation.
All right. Sarah Carlin-Smith wrote about CDC Director Brenda Fitzgerald's resignation for Politico. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.